It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawkinsmith with Greg Pickle. We are continuing our look at Penn State recruiting, Penn State football. This is Ask Greg. These are our weekly questions from you guys, submitted a lot of the time through the Keystone Sports app. If you sign onto that, download it first. There's an Ask Greg button. There's also an Ask Ross button for Ask Ross Tucker for a little bit later in the week here. But these are from you guys, your Penn State football questions. You can also submit them if you're interested. Info at KSNSports.net. I've got that email address.
You do, buddy.
Now,
I'm proud of you.
I haven't screwed that up in quite some time.
That's right.
Also on Twitter, at KSNSportsNet. Shoot us a message. Do whatever. We'll take whatever questions you got. So we're going to start here. Greg, you ready?
Yep, I'm good to go.
A week hiatus.
That's right.
We had to ask Andy last week. He did a great job.
I'm sure.
In your place.
Good.
He's know you, and you know him.
That's right, yeah.
Neither of you or me, just to cover all bases.
All right.
This one comes from John from Arlington, Virginia. Good question. I don't know that there's an answer here, but any word on where Andre Robinson, Irv Charles, and Manny Bowen ended up or will end up?
No. So Andre Robinson was out at the Capitol for Saquon Barkley Day here in Harrisburg. So
I was flipping through pictures and I saw him and I had to do a double take.
Yeah. So
from Harrisburg, so that makes sense.
Right. I'm not aware of his, you know, where he's at in the process of trying to find a place to play or if he's going to continue to play. So I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure about that. Irv Charles, there's been no word about him since he left the team back before the Fiesta Bowl. And Manny Bowen was the other one, I believe, and same with him. There's just not anything new with these guys. It's sort of, I mean, I guess the question those guys all have is, where are they at in the graduation process? What is the process to get your credits to transfer? All that kind of stuff. So I'm assuming they're trying to do a lot of the paperwork on the back end. It's difficult to do between the end of the season and before the spring semester starts. There's just not a lot of turnaround time. So if those guys are going to go somewhere, I would suspect they get all that finalized this summer.
So, well, I think stay tuned is the bottom line.
Right,
there.
Yeah.
They're all – you want them to.
Right.
There's a lot of ability in that list of three names that we've got there. And I think in some respects, had it worked out, they're all in positions that Penn State could probably use another experienced body. You know, mm-hmm. the running back depth chart is turning over without Saquon Barkley. Andre Robinson, I don't think he was ever destined to be a starter or a workhorse, but – a physical complement to whoever would be there would have been a good role for him. Irv Charles, you know, you saw it in flashes. You saw some plays that made you scratch your head a little bit, but you saw some ability there, certainly in that big frame. And Manny Bowen, I mean, tell me that a fully engaged, not being disciplined, not suspended Manny Bowen would make a big difference in the outlook on this team at the linebacker position, too.
Manny Bowen was the guy that was expected to be a key contributor for Penn State and Brent Pry's defense this year. His dismissal was disappointing, for sure. He was a guy that always seemed to be scratching the surface and ready to break out, and he obviously did make some plays in his Penn State career, but obviously never realized his full potential as far as I'm concerned. So we'll see where he pops up.
Good question. I think we'll keep an eye on that moving forward here and see what we find out. Let's see. Mike from Lake Winola, PA. Long question here. Bear with me. Penn State released some hype videos this week, and one in particular caught his attention. Tyler Bowen coaching the tight ends. Two things were obvious from the footage. One was that blocking is not only an emphasis with him, but he wants them to control and dominate defenders. Two was that Danny Dalton and Zach Kuntz were the only two tight ends of the projected four guys fighting for a starting role shown. Dalton's hands looked better than his scouting report indicated as a recruit. I'm not sure what scouting report that is, because I didn't have any issue with Danny Dalton's hands.
No.
I'm not a scout.
No, I'm not either.
It wasn't my report.
Yeah, I mean, we'd probably have to go back through the archives and figure that one out.
There's still more question here.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
Let me slow your roll down a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of the paragraph here. Looked better. Hands had looked better. Kuntz didn't look much more slender than Gesicki. I know Penn State isn't going to show any bad footage, but what are your thoughts on the tight ends, and have you heard anything on the competition through the first few practices?
No, I mean, there's not really a whole lot out there, to be completely honest. I think you're going to have to wait until Pat Freiermuth gets to campus, and I think you'll really see this battle take off in the spring, or I'm sorry, the summer, after, you know, Zach Kuntz gets his run in the spring along with John Holland, Danny Dalton, Nick Bowers. Dustin, I don't know. I just don't. I look at it and I say, okay, John Holland, Nick Bowers, Danny Dalton, one or two of them is going to step up, but there's another part of me that says we just haven't seen a whole lot from these guys yet. We need to see more, and when are we going to see it? So we'll have to wait and see. Tyler Bowen, the new tight ends coach, certainly has his work cut out for him. I thought James Franklin's comments on Zach Kuntz were encouraging as it relates to maybe seeing him play this year, but I still think it has to be one of those three guys that have been on the roster for a long time to step up and take the biggest brunt of the load, even if Kuntz does play.
It's interesting here because with Tyler Bowen, you're talking about a guy who coached offensive linemen at Maryland. So, of course, he's going to fall into line. And you know what James Franklin's philosophy is at the tight end position. If you're not a blocker, you're a slow wide receiver. And I think you can deal with a slow wide receiver if it's a guy like Zach Kuntz, who's 6'7", 6'8", who can create mismatches. I don't care if you're slow, but blocking is going to be an emphasis. And like you said, I don't think there's any way for you or I or fans or even the coaches to some extent to know how guys are going to respond in bigger roles when the games start to count. They're going to see stuff at practice that we're not going to hear about. This is one of the big questions about Penn State's team this season, is what's going to happen at tight end. And Danny Dalton's name snuck out there, I think, from Dwight Galt a couple weeks ago as being a guy who's made a lot of strides in the weight room. Yeah. And for 2 years, we haven't heard anything from Danny Dalton. It's all been behind the scenes, and we just are not – we're not privy to how they practice. We're not privy to how he's developed and worked on his weaknesses. And but we do know the tight end position, it just lends itself to needing at least 2 years to really be in position to get comfortable and with all the different range of tasks that you have to complete there. Mike Gesicki was just rare, and I think if Penn State had the opportunity to do it all over again, had the luxury of sitting Gesicki for a year or two, yep, they would have. You saw him struggle as a result. You knew athletically what he was capable of doing. It's just it's a hard position to play because,
yeah,
unlike most, you know, wide receivers, they're asked to block. So at Penn State, it's a big emphasis, but not like a tight end, not involved in the trenches like a tight end is.
Right.
And then to be involved in the passing game too, it's a lot to take on as a young player. I don't care who you are.
I completely agree with you, Dustin. So we'll see how it all works out for Penn State, but right now they have a big question to answer there. And I think that the collective people that are either fans of or followers of Penn State football, I think we're maybe a little bit spoiled by everything Mike Gesicki did and just how many snaps he played. That's a big loss to fill, especially when you don't know who's coming behind him.
Doesn't mean these guys can't do
correct
it.
Yes.
Just means that we don't know what they're capable of doing.
Right.
And so I guess that's the point. So this is the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg, Penn State football and recruiting questions from you guys for Greg Pickle. Bill from Philadelphia wants to know, are outside coaches able to approach Tommy Stevens, or does he need to initiate the contact? At what point is it considered, quote-unquote, tampering? Are outside coaches able to talk to any graduate student regardless of their intention to move on to a different program?
Yeah, so the rules on that are about as clear as mud, which is what you would expect with the NCAA. But look, I mean, it's almost like the same as coaches when they're moving around. They have agents. The players don't have agents. They have high school coaches or AAU mentors. I don't know. Or 7-on-7, I guess, would be for football. But, you know, they have this friend, that friend, all this stuff. I mean, there's the word gets around. If a kid wants out and he wants to initiate contact, I mean, of course, he could talk to a school and, you know. But I'm pretty sure most of this is going on through back channels, I would have to assume, if it's going on. We don't know for sure. That question sort of seems to indicate that it's definitely going on. We don't know that for sure. And Tommy Stevens, I think I've received at least 8 emails since spring practice started asking where Tommy Stevens is. Like, any guy that is in any way banged up or anything like that does not come out to practice when the media is there. And so the assumption is that he's banged up. And, you know, that's what it is. I don't think, you know, you read into it immediately, Tommy Stevens absent from practice equals transfer imminent. I don't think that's the case. I know a lot of people want to make that the case right now, but James Franklin will obviously address that here at some point, and I think you're going to hear exactly that. That, you know, obviously they want to keep Tommy and all those types of things, and you know the fact that he's not in spring practice, you know, what does that do for his you know, quote unquote transfer stock if he wants to transfer? I don't know. So we'll see if he's around this week and where things go from there. But it's not time to panic on that front yet, as far as I'm concerned.
It's an interesting question. As a guy who is considering a transfer, in order to make that decision, you have to have some way to know what exactly the market quote unquote, is for your services. If you are just going in blind and going to decide to transfer no matter what happens, and you find that everybody's full at quarterback, you know, the situations you thought were happening on Michigan's depth chart, for example, aren't actually happening. You have to have some ways to know. And unfortunately, I think that the only way you can do that is to have some kind of family friend or representative or your parents or whatever reach out to these schools and try to gauge their interest before you make that decision. There's certainly a lot of gray area there in the rule book, but the NCAA rule book generally is just one big gray area.
You can pretty, yeah, right. I mean, and you bring up a good point before we move on to something else, but and that's that. So what's the perfect situation? Is there a perfect situation? And what if he, again, what if he, this is what I think people forget. What if he goes somewhere and doesn't win the job? Then what? Then he's stuck in the bottom of the, yeah, right. And he could easily have done that at Penn State in a program where they are trying to maximize his talents even while Trace McSorley's still around. So, I mean, I don't know. It's not a guarantee, that's for sure.
For me, I mean, with only a small portion of the information available, it just feels like the risk reward dynamic suggests that coming to Penn State is the best combination of risk versus reward. There are potential rewards for moving on to another program, but you got to uproot yourself. And I mean, it's the same talking points we've been through. There's no way that we're going to know anything about this until the decision is made and announced.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And here's the other thing. I think you brought it up recently. What if he doesn't graduate? Like, then what? So, I mean, if he doesn't graduate like he's expecting to, then he's got a sit a year if he transfers. So there's a lot to figure out here. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and I guess the semester is going to end sometime early May, I guess, late April, early May. Sometime shortly after the blue-white game, I think we'll have a feel for what's happening with Tommy Stevens. But it's a fair question to ask about the logistics of considering a transfer. One more question here. Mike from McVeightown, can you explain the off-season schedule as far as winter conditioning, spring, summer practice, etc.?
Yeah. So, I mean, it sort of varies by year, and I think they changed it up a little bit. But one of the things that James Franklin stressed and Dwight Gault did too was that they do conditioning and lifting all year round. All year round. So
can't win in this day and age without it.
Right. So they back it down a little bit, obviously, in spring practice. But they think that their mentality, guys, essentially this: if you're going to win in the fourth quarter, you got to build that up, the endurance and all that kind of stuff, the strength, long lasting strength up. And how best to do it than get really tired of the spring practice and then go lift or go do this or that or the other thing. So that's not going to go away anytime soon. That is something they do year round.
Good question there, Mike. Good questions from everybody. Again, download the Keystone Sports app. Ask Greg is a button there. We'll take them any way you can give them to us. We're moving on here. We're going to look at the Big Ten in the spring, just some storylines and some things you need to know about Penn State's competition.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.